Any of you who follow the political commentators will know that one of the things that exercises them at the moment is the whole idea of identity politics. Well, this verse comes at the end of a short section in Galatians that could be described as Paul's take on identity. He, of course, is writing particularly to the Jews, not to us, but I think it's quite relevant for us. It was also for Paul very personal. And that's where I want to start, at the end of this verse. Who loved me and gave himself for me. For God so loved the world. The problem with that statement is that the world is a very big place. And we are a very, very tiny part of the world. And it's very, very easy, I think, to forget how personal God's love for you, and this is a problem with English, of course, you singular is, not you plural is. It's easy, isn't it, to think of, if I can put this reverently, God walking up onto a platform and saying, I love you, which of course God does. But we read that as me as one of many, not me as me. In the marriage service, there's a point at which you get the couple to stand and face each other as they say their vows to each other. And at the end of that, they kiss each other. It's intensely personal. And we simply sit there as witnesses of them saying to each other, effectively, I love you. And I want you to think about that just for a moment this morning and then take it with you for the rest of the day. Imagine God, imagine Jesus standing in front of you individually, not you as the crowd here, and saying, I love you. Who loved me and gave himself for me. Because it was for you, singular, that Jesus hung on the cross. But then, where does that go? Well, for Paul, it went to the core of his very being. Who are you in Christ? Christ who loved you and gave himself for you. Well, he's writing to the Jews. The Jews had a very strong sense of their identity. The Jews had history. They had the prophets. They had the law. They had Abraham. They knew where they had come from. They were children of Abraham. They were God's chosen people. And they knew how to be right with God. Except Paul is saying, actually, no, you don't know how to be right with God. Because to be right with God means simply and solely to be in Christ. As Christ was crucified, he dealt with everything that separates you from God. Absolutely everything. And so, if you are in Christ, you need nothing else. And he's challenging the Jews, essentially, to relearn their identity. To move from trusting in all of those things that they had that gave them identity, to trusting solely in who Jesus was. Jesus crucified, now in them, and they in him, through faith, if they had chosen to trust. It seems to me there's a challenge to us there this morning as well. We would all, I am sure, count ourselves as Christians, as those who have trusted Christ. Part of the challenge that Paul has to the Jews is, well, you might have trusted Christ, but maybe you're just building a few things up as well. Maybe you're reverting to saying, well, I've trusted Jesus, but, of course, I also am, do. We do that, don't we? Yes, I've trusted Jesus. Yes, my faith is in him. But, of course, I do pray every day as well. I do read my Bible every day as well. I do go to church. I do give my money. I do all of these things. And just in the back of my mind, I'm ticking the boxes and saying, that just gives me a little bit more credibility with God, doesn't it? A little bit more basis for where I'm going to be when, to take the words of that song, I claim my crown. And Paul wants to say very clearly this morning, no. In Christ alone. Not in Christ and not and in Christ, but in Christ alone. You stand before God, clean, forgiven, and accepted. And on that basis alone, he can say to you, I love you, each and every one. So maybe for the rest of today, you could ask yourself those two questions. Do I see God? Do I see Jesus in front of me, saying, I love you? And where is your identity? Is it in Christ alone? Or has it just become a little bit Christ and?